This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 76. For Friday, September 25th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts are stronger on Friday, bouncing back from losses incurred earlier in the week. The November contract is up $5.80 at $5.1680 per ton. The January contract is up $7 at $5.2470 per ton. A recent report from Ag Canada showed a higher estimate for canola stocks. Ending stocks were estimated at 2.2 million tons. That would be up by roughly 650,000 tons from previous estimates. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker at midday, which was supportive of canola values. The dollar was under 74.5 U.S. cents due to comparable strength in the U.S. dollar index. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies is keeping pressure on canola prices. In Saskatchewan, about 61% of the canola crop is harvested, along with 78% of Manitoba's crop. Gains in comparable vegetable oils has been supportive of canola prices. Nearby contracts for Chicago soy oil have been up by about half a cent. Soybean futures are stronger today after a week of losses. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 100,000 tons of soy meal purchased by unknown destinations. The USDA's weekly export report showed soybean sales totaled 3.2 million tons last week, which was on the higher end of trade expectations. Soy meal sales totaled 295,000 tons for new crop soy meal and 20.4 thousand tons for soy oil. The International Grains Council has lowered projected ending stocks for soybeans by 2 million tons to total 50 million tons. Corn futures are also slightly stronger today. Rain is expected in key growing regions of the Corn Belt, which may slow down harvest activity this weekend. Total U.S. export commitments total almost 890 million bushels. The IGC has lowered their predictions for global corn production by nearly 6 million tons to total 1.16 billion tons next year. Global stocks are also expected to be lower by 3 million tons to total 285 million tons. The French corn harvest is 15% complete. Wheat futures are lower today. The International Grains Council maintained their world wheat production estimates of 963.4 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger today. The November soybean contract is up by 2.5 cents at 10.02 per bushel. December soy oil is up by about half a cent at 32.8 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up 3.10 at $337 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher, with the December contract up 3 cents at $3.66 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the December contract down 3.5 cents at $2.82 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower today. Chicago December is down 5.5 cents at $5.44. Kansas City December is down 7.5 cents at $4.75. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 3.5 cents in the December contract at $5.30. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, September 25th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.